Hey, how you doing? My name is Scott Steen, aka the Steenroller. And those crazy bastards over here at Hash Sports have done something I never thought they'd do. They've given me my own podcast. It's called Hook, Line, and Cover, and we're going to be talking about everything under the sun that has to do with gambling, whether it's sports betting, whether it's casino gambling, whether it's the horses, bingo. If you want to talk about scratchers, hell, we can even do that. But we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to be taking questions over my Twitter account. So if anybody has anything they're going to want covered, I'm happy to do it. And every week, best of all, I'm going to give you my plays of the week. They are absolutely 100% not guaranteed. But I'm going to go through the numbers, and we're going to talk about them, and I'm going to give you my rationale. So just a little bit about my background. I'm coming from a weird background. I started actually in stand-up comedy, and I did that for about 15 years. I was a national headliner. I've been in all 50 states. I've been to 8 foreign countries, and I've done a lot of good stuff and a lot of fun stuff, and took advantage of kind of the personality that I have. After I did stand-up, I decided to become a grown-up, and I actually went to work in the casino business. I worked in the casino business for about 17 years. I've worked as everything from a dealer to a box man, and I ended up being a pit boss in the craps pit. I then moved to another property where I became a poker manager, and that worked out really well. I had a love of poker, and I made a living for a few years when the internet poker boom was really going. Used to support myself and my family by playing on, we'll see how old everybody is here. I used to play on party poker and paradise poker. Oh man, those were some juicy games. And then I've been playing internet poker for a long time. I got caught up in the, lost a little bit of money on the Full Tilt fiasco, and it took me about 15, 16 months to get that back. So I finally got my money out of that on Black Friday. So we'll talk a little bit about internet poker. We'll talk a little bit about internet gambling. We'll talk about some of the sites where you can actually make a casino style bet. We'll talk about which games are good and which games ought to be avoided like the plague. And spoiler alert, I'll give you just a little bit of a preview. If you go to the casino and it's a game you don't recognize, or it's got a lot of lights, it's got a lot of bells, got a lot of whistles, and somebody has to explain it to you and it takes them more than two sentences, that's a game to avoid. That's a house game, and keep your ass away from it. So, but we'll talk about all that. I'm a big sports fan. I'm kind of a stats geek. I wouldn't, in this day and age of advanced sabermetrics and everything, I wouldn't call myself an extreme stats guy. I know the difference between F-War and BABIP. I'm not Moneyball. I'm not Jonah Hill. So we can, I'll talk a little bit about that, but I'll mainly talk about that as how it relates to maybe a wager. Or two we might want to make. So, of course, these are all for entertainment purposes only, unless you happen to be going to Las Vegas, where sports gambling is actually legal. So just a quick disclaimer, I want everybody to remember that. And so you're going to be finding a lot of good stuff here on Hook, Line, and Cover. And what I want you to do is not only do I want you to listen to me, but I want you to listen to the other podcasts they do here at Hash Sports. Kip and the boys do one every week. That's called Loud and Obnoxious. And never, ever in your life have you seen such an accurately named podcast as Loud and Obnoxious, because those guys, they're a little bit of both. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and hopefully you're going to learn something. I will give you my picks every week, and here's my background. Here's who I am. I've been gambling on sports on the internet. I've had an internet account since 1998. In fact, I made my bones on the 99 Rams when they went 13-3 against the line and 12-4 on the over. So that kind of set me off and running. And I will tell you this, I have never gone out of pocket since then to load up a gambling account. So I'm a grinder. I'll give you some good picks and we'll have some fun. And I think that you might actually, you know, learn a little bit. And, you know, maybe I'll learn a little bit from you too. All right. So tune in again. Once again, Hook, Line, and Sinker with your host, me, Scott Steen, on HashSports.com.